Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A grassroots group that got its start when the pandemic began has now turned its focus to getting more police enforcement for the open-air drug markets in San Francisco, especially in the Tenderloin. KCBS's Alice Wirtz reports.
Asking for more action from city departments like public health, Together SF's executive director, Kanishka Chong, urged city leaders to address the drug crisis the same way they did for COVID, with all hands on deck.
Together SF wants our mayor and our 11-member board of supervisors to agree to prioritize closing the drug markets, ending the drug markets in San Francisco.
The group wants to see a comprehensive solution prioritized, especially in areas that are known for drug sales and overdoses.
Because we all know, as San Franciscans, the Tenderloin has always had this problem, but it does feel like it's an all-time high, and the data does show that given the number of deaths that are happening due to overdoses.
And not just enforcement, Chong says. Rather, they'd like to see an approach that has recovery, housing, and other resources built in, along with harm reduction.
Ask our city leaders to require city departments to prioritize recovery services as well as harm reduction. We cannot have one and not the other.
Alice Wirtz, KCBS.
Congressman Adam Schiff has just received an important endorsement in his bid to become U.S. Senator representing California. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports this is a big boost to his campaign.
Last week, Southern California Congressman Adam Schiff announced he's running for U.S. Senate in 2024. And today, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is endorsing her colleague, as long as Senator Dianne Feinstein decides not to run for re-election.
Nancy Pelosi's endorsement of Adam Schiff is consequential. It matters. It's going to matter to voters just because Nancy Pelosi has the profile she has.
Democratic strategist Derry Schrago says chances are slim that Feinstein would try to keep her seat. Her donors appear to feel the same, as there are only $10,000 in her campaign fund. Meanwhile, latest figures show Congressman Schiff with $26 million in his. Besides Schiff, Representative Katie Porter of Irvine was the first to announce she's running for the seat, and Congresswoman Barbara Lee of Oakland is expected to make her announcement soon.
Katie Porter has built an impressive national base for fundraising and for the fighter against corporate interests.
Each candidate has different strengths, but Pelosi's endorsement for Schiff could give him an edge.
He is probably better known to California voters.
Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
The man who shot another man six times during a road rage attack in Pittsburgh last year was convicted of multiple gun-related crimes this week, including attempted murder. According to court documents, Anthony Henderson drove to the spot where Adolfo Vasquez Garcia was changing a tire in April of 2022. Henderson got out of the car with a gun and fired at least 18 times at Vasquez Garcia. A second man fired at least six rounds at Vasquez Garcia as well. He survived being struck six times. Police later arrested Henderson. The second suspect is still at large, though. Henderson is scheduled to be sentenced in April.
Sonoma County has given the green light to $1 million to help people with low incomes recover from the recent storms. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports the newly created fund is in high demand.
The goal with this money is to reach those who need the relief the most quickest, instead of waiting for often slow state or federal relief to kick in. The roughly 1,100 people qualifying is more than county officials initially expected, says Sonoma County's Director of Emergency Management, Christopher Godley.
So the event itself didn't cause significant riverine flooding like on the Rush River, like traditional. So the impacts are kind of scattered throughout the county.
But some local officials think there's more the county can do.
It's concerning to me and to us because this may be a shade of things to come.
That's Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin. She's hoping for an even more targeted fund specifically for agricultural workers not able to work because of floods, fires, or smoke.
We want to make sure that those essential partners in our labor force are considered as we move forward in a very wealthy county that we are.
Gorin is hoping the county's business community will rally around a new program to provide relief for impacted farm workers. In the North Bay, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Patty plans to bring a $5 billion mega project to the Oakland Coliseum site took one step forward this week. As KCBS's David Welch reports, an Oakland-based group signed a deal to negotiate redevelopment of the site with the city.
The African American Sports and Entertainment Group shelled out over $2 million for the sole rights to negotiate with the city. Oakland owns half of the Coliseum site. The other half is owned by the A's. When it comes to the public ownership arm, Oakland Mayor Shang Tao says she's on board.
We're going to be able, with this project, to actually create between 20,000 to 30,000 new, good-paying jobs.
The new group of Oakland investors wants to bring new housing, a convention center, and possibly a WNBA franchise to the Coliseum. The African American Sports and Entertainment Group is a black-owned development team led by an East Oakland native. If the project eventually goes through, Mayor Tao says it would be monumental for the city.
It's the largest development opportunity for an African-American-led group in Oakland's history.
Some, though, question whether the deal will get done. Cost and infrastructure alone could make it unfeasible. And ultimately, any agreement for the site's redevelopment requires the Oakland A's signature. David Welch, KCBS.
Well, if you're looking for something to do in San Francisco, the zoo is offering free admission to all guests. KCBS's Matt Bigler explains how it's connected to Groundhog Day.
The front gates of the San Francisco Zoo are open to everyone right now, free of charge, with a small caveat.
So we're giving free admission today for those who change their ways on Groundhog Day.
Zoo spokesperson Nancy Chan says Groundhog Day is an ancient metaphor for repetition, and they are challenging guests to make a change in their lives that benefits the environment.
We actually have gotten a lot of great feedback from this program in general. I mean, people are tweeting out, let's make a change and let's go to the zoo.
I think everybody should come out and enjoy the zoo.
Mary Torres has been coming to the zoo since she was born in San Francisco a few years ago. This year, she's pledging to give up single-use plastic water bottles.
Plastic is now the thing of the past, and so that's one of the big changes that I'm trying to include in my life now.
Zoo admission will be free through Saturday. At the San Francisco Zoo, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
In the meantime, the return of sunny weather means it's a great time to visit the northern elephant seals at Año Nuevo State Park on the San Mateo County coast. Año Nuevo is not the giant animal's only roost in California, but it's their largest gathering site. It's located about 20 miles north of Santa Cruz and 25 miles south of Half Moon Bay. Several thousand elephant seals come and go during the busy winter season starting in December, and they can only be seen by signing up for a docent-led 2.5-hour tour, which are given through March 31st.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.